92, which is up slightly. No precipitation today. After a midnight reading of 23, we're at 21 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news update at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, and by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. 21 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No bail for the suspect accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week. Luigi Mangione's defense attorney in Pennsylvania says his client will fight extradition to New York. Police speculating Mangione had a grudge against the healthcare industry, but he's being seen by some as a hero, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Mangione's case has become a cause, with admirers posting videos like this on Instagram. A social media profile gained hundreds of thousands of followers after his arrest, and the police department that arrested Mangione has been threatened.
Weather conditions are forecast to improve in Southern California. Quieter Santa Ana winds should help firefighters battle the Franklin Fire in Malibu. So far, 2,700 acres have burned. President-elect Donald Trump picking Andrew Ferguson as the next chair of the Federal Trade Commission. Senator Ron Johnson has been nominated to be ambassador to Mexico. Kimberly Guilfoyle as ambassador to Greece. This is ABC News. Add another sports star to the list of athletes who've had their homes burglarized. Authorities in Ohio are reaching out to neighbors of Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow after somebody tried to break into his house.
So far, the sheriff in Ohio saying the burglary at Burrow's home does not appear to be connected to a rash of recent crimes targeting sports stars, but the NFL, NBA, and NHL all warning of a South American crime syndicate saying skilled criminals are increasingly targeting athletes' homes on game days. Just last month, the NFL issued a security alert for its players after the recent burglaries at the mansions of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and tight end Travis Kelce.
That's ABC's Ariel Reshev. Good news for drivers. The national average for gas is set to hit its lowest rate in 3.5 years. According to AAA, the national average is now $3.01 for a gallon of gas. More than 30 states already have an average below $3. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
At Kubota Tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Girls basketball last night, Riverdale 49-42 over Richland Center. Ithaca beat Nisita 43-37, Sauk Prairie 62, River Valley 47. It was Boscobel 51 and Seneca 29. Lancaster 96-24 over Benton, Prairie du Chien 56. Unalaska 39. Platteville got the win against La Crosse Logan 62-30. In boys basketball from last night, it was North Crawford over Ithaca 64-62 in overtime. River Valley 58, Mauston 50, Cuba City 85-37 over Riverdale. Mineral Point 84, Boscobel 37, Darlington 59, Fenimore 43. It was Kickapoo over Weston 54-48, and a victory for Seneca against DeSoto 61-52. Waseca Steuben beat Lafarge 51-46. Elsewhere, it was the Badgers falling to Illinois 86-80. It was the fourth straight game, in which Kasparis Iukanonis, with a 20 or more point for the Illini Day, they beat Wisconsin for the ninth consecutive time. Nolan Winter led the Badgers with 15 points and 7 rebounds. Elsewhere, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 37 points. Damian Lillard had 9 of his 28 in the final minute, and the Bucks returned to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas by beating the Orlando Magic 114-109 last night. The other game in the NBA saw Oklahoma City beat Dallas 118-104. In the NHL, Philadelphia 5-3 over Columbus, Carolina 3, San Jose 2, Toronto beat New Jersey in overtime 2-1, Colorado 6, Pittsburgh 2, Los Angeles 3-1 over the Islanders, Calgary 4, Nashville 3, Winnipeg 8-1 over Boston, Edmonton beat Tampa Bay 2-1, Minnesota won a shootout over Utah 5-4, St. Louis won in overtime 4-3 over Vancouver, and Florida took a shootout over Seattle 2-1, the final score.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 24, a dusting to a half inch of snow possible later today, turning blustery this afternoon with winds between 12 and 25. Tonight, 2 degrees below zero with wind chills possibly down to 15 to 20 below. For tomorrow, a high of just 11, 2 degrees below zero Thursday night, 25 Friday, with a 50% chance of a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain developing late Friday night. East to northeast winds are at 7. We're at 21 degrees in Richland Center. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today. Today is Wednesday, December 11th.
Ain't
Lambert on WRCO. If I Was a Cowboy. 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, 2 weeks away from Christmas Day. How can that be? I don't know. Better start behaving. Better get your letter in to Santa Claus. Yeah, that was always a big thing. By the end of the year, usually the Christmas catalog was just worn out. We would go through it, my sister and I, and you know, look at it day after day after day. Not like it was going to change, but it was just kind of like, oh, look at it and dream. Just dream about what wonderment would be under the tree.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. And the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise. For right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one, then the other, then I twisted its lid. And when I set it down again, here is what it did. It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marched left, then marched right, then marched under a chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry, and my daddy laughed, for he knew that I would find. When I turned around, my marvelous toy chugging from behind. It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Now the years have gone by too quickly, it seems. I have my own little boy. And yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head. He gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and bop when it stops, and whirr when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
A Marvelous Toy, the Chad Mitchell Trio on WRCO FM 100.9.
I came in here to have a good time with nothing particular on my mind. When I saw you sitting there by yourself, why don't we put a nickel in the old jukebox? Off your socks, 'cause you sure look like you need a friend tonight. I wanna dance with you, be with you. Maybe you can show me a thing or two. I wanna dance with you, talk with you. Maybe together we can shake the blues. I wanna dance with you, rock with you. We'll have a ball before the night is through. I wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. I don't even know your name yet, but you're the kind of girl a man can't forget. The way you move sure sets my soul on fire. So come on baby, we'll show them all. We'll dance on the ceiling, we'll dance on the wall. Before you're through, show me a thing or two. I wanna dance with you.
Eddie Rabbit, and I want to dance with you. Any way to stay warm. We are getting a little bit of light snow now, which is earlier than predicted, but that's the way it goes sometimes. But one of our listeners in the outlying area had called in to say that there are some areas where the roads are already getting a little bit slippery, some of the outlying areas. But again, a little bit of light snow at this hour at 21 degrees.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Are you looking to upgrade your sleep experience? Stop into Wirtz Bed and Linen in Spring Green. See our exceptional line of high-quality Wisconsin-made mattresses. This holiday season, receive free delivery and disposal on all mattress products. Also, receive 10% off our already unbeatable prices, plus 15% off all mattress accessories. Our new store hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet Consigned Clothing Store, where our gift certificates are the perfect fit.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric,
647-5500.
Stay warm this winter with a Milwaukee M12 heated jacket from All American Do It Center. Get a free $25 gift card with a purchase of any M12 heated apparel kit, or get a free $15 gift card with any M12 heated apparel purchase. Restrictions may apply. See store for details while supplies last. Get a free gift card with a purchase of Milwaukee M12 heated apparel through December 31st at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Hi, it's Carl, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Here's to good times, great company, and safe travels from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
6:21 the time, news, weather, and sports will be coming up at 6:30. We'll be giving away some Maggie May tickets later, and also we'll be giving you a key word that you can text to us and be a part of the statewide contest. Again, the new word for the morning coming up around the 7 o'clock hour, just after that this morning. Here is 615 Collective on FM 100.9.
always seeing only what you want to see. Walking in your own reality. Are you awake or are you living in a dream? Making movies in the back of your mind, frame, and line by line. Try to change and rearrange it all the time, but it is the same, and you don't know why. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for fame, you're gonna find it. Looking for hope, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Looking for fear, you're gonna find it. Looking for trouble, gonna find it. Looking for love, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Two men could be walking in the same shoes, and at the same time they hear the same news. One's laughing and the other one's crying. One's living and the other one's dying. Tell me now, which one are you gonna choose? Cause in the end it's up to you. And the fact is there's only one truth, and the difference is every point of view. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for fate, you're gonna find it. Looking for, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Looking for fear, you're gonna find it. Looking for trouble, you're gonna find it. Looking for love, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Yeah, yeah. And when you finally find it, there'll be no denying that you were holding it the whole time. And tomorrow's too late, you just can't wait. Change your mind. What you're looking for.
It was painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet. From the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta. I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, 75 Johnson, electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn a sharp knot, make it whine. He'd say, can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with three-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just
just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry old Andretti when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of mine. I let them drive my old Jeep across a pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me. Turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
A story song from Alan Jackson on WRCO, and that is Drive for Daddy Gene. Drive carefully on your way through today. Reports of maybe a few little slippery stretches in some areas today. Sounds like we're going to have to get used to that over the next course of the next 2 or 3 days. It's 21 degrees in Richland Center. When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Hey, Coach Johnson here, and I'm here to share with you some great news. I've been doing health coaching for nearly 4 years now, and I have to tell you, the company I work with has the best deal of the year, and I would even say it's been the best since I've been with them. So contact Coach Johnson at 604-7751 or direct message me on Facebook. The offer ends December 15th, so reach out today. And in light of the holiday spirit, I will personally add to the discount as a Christmas bonus gift. Remember, deal ends December 15th, and you can reach me at 608-604-7751 or find me, Jamie Johnson, on Facebook.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, the friendly feed store. The forecast calls for a high of 24 today, mostly cloudy and chilly, with scattered snow showers. A dusting to a half inch is possible, turning blustery by the afternoon. Some light snow this morning, and we're at 21 degrees.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. There are new state charges against three men connected to a slate of false electors in the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced charges on Tuesday against Attorney Jim Troupas and Trump administration advisors Ken Chesebrough and Michael Roman. All three are accused of colluding to file a false set of electoral college votes. There are 10 felonies against each man, one for each of the false Republican electors who cast ballots. Prosecutors say text messages between the men and the electors show they knew the slate of electors were false and that they sought to mislead those who took part in how those signatures would be used. Each felony charge carries a sentence of 6 years. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch announced at last night's county board meeting that it would be her last meeting. She will be stepping down as administrator effective next month. The county board was also faced with appointing a new county treasurer. Former treasurer Jeffrey Even had filed for candidacy for the November election before accepting a job in Platteville. He was unable to remove his name from the ballot because it was past the deadline for removal. As a result, his name was the only one on the ballot for treasurer, and he was declared the winner. At the time of his departure, the board had appointed Ashley Mott to fill his term. After winning the latest election, Jeffrey Even had to submit a letter to inform the board he did not wish to fill it. As a result, the board appointed Ashley Mott to continue as the county treasurer. It was also reported that all of Richland County employees will be getting a raise. The board approved a new county wage scale. Some may see more of an increase than others to help balance the scales for those who have been underpaid. It was also reported that several buildings not in use at the campus will have the water shut off and the heat turned way down to conserve energy and cut costs. Pesch also noted they are working on a memorandum of understanding with the Richland School District for use of the gymnasium at the campus. A public hearing on the 2025 budget for the City of Richland Center was held last night by the Common Council of the City of Richland Center. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant presented accomplishments from 2024 and the needs of 2025. The proposed budget shows $10,195,587 in revenue and $10,734,882 in expenditures, leaving a deficit of $539,000. As a result, funding from the fund balance will be used to fund one-time capital outlay projects. A property tax in the amount of $2.3 million to fund the expenses of city government as contained in the 2025 budget summary was approved to levy on all taxable property in the city of Richland Center. This means that the mill rate will go up from $9.04 to $9.22. While the mill rate is increasing, the net mill rate is decreasing from $29.67 to $28.94, which means the residents of the city should see a decrease in the city portion of their taxes. UW La Crosse is adding two news majors to satisfy growing workforce needs. The engineering physics and the data science majors will open for enrollment in the fall of 2025 and be typical four-year degrees. According to UWL, the engineering physics degree will focus on the physical and mathematical fundamentals of mechanical, civil, optical, and materials engineering. The new data science major is designed to help address the increasing demand for skilled professionals in Wisconsin and beyond. The number of data science jobs is projected to grow by 36% nationally over the next decade. The two new majors are approved by the Board of Regents during a meeting and getting set for that to become the case for next fall. The teen who allegedly assaulted and killed Lily Peters was in court Tuesday. The 16-year-old, identified as CPB in court documents, stood mute at his arraignment in Chippewa County Court. Not guilty pleas to intentional homicide, sexual assault, and child sexual assault were entered on his behalf. The teen is accused of assaulting and killing the 12-year-old girl in April of 2022, then hiding her body. Police say CPB allegedly admitted to the attack, saying he wanted to know what it felt like to kill someone. The case is being held in adult court, despite a long effort by the boy's attorneys to keep it in juvenile court. A closed hospital in western Wisconsin may be temporarily reopened. This past March, Hospital Sisters Health System closed St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, along with Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire. Now members of the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative have signed a letter of intent with HSHS to explore the feasibility of buying and reopening the 102-bed Chippewa Falls Hospital. If the co-op determines the building is ready to be reopened, it would be meant to be providing health care for the area's residents until the co-op's new community hospital in Lake Halley opens in 2027. St. Joseph's could reopen as early as next fall if that proves financially feasible. Two people are dead in a crash involving a semi-truck in West Central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol says an SUV crossed a median on I-94 near Toma Monday night and hit the semis. A 26-year-old Minnesota woman and a 47-year-old Wisconsin man in the SUV were killed, while the truck drivers from Michigan and Minnesota were hospitalized and are expected to survive. And Wisconsin's oldest known living resident has died. 112-year-old Ruth Aunt Esther Straczynski died November 29th. Family members say she died in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh. Straczynski's funeral will be held Saturday in Oshkosh.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today's high, just 24 degrees. Anywhere between a dusting to a half inch of snow is possible. And then winds will pick up blustery west to northwest, increasing 12 to 25 by this afternoon. Right now, east winds are at 6 miles per hour. And after a midnight reading of 23, we are down from that. A trace of precipitation, some flurries today. That followed yesterday with a few flurries and a high of 28. Right now, it is 20 degrees in Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A full slate of games were scheduled last night in basketball and wrestling, and details on a Badger men's basketball loss, their third in a row last night.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when clinicians consistently follow these guidelines. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Stroke Quality Program. It's just another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
Riverdale won a non-conference girls basketball game against Richland Center last night, 49-42. The Chieftains led 19-15 at halftime. The Hornets kept it close throughout. The game was tied at 31 before Riverdale hit some key shots and free throws to improve to 5-1. With the loss, Richland Center now winless through seven games. The Chieftains were paced by Macy McKay with 19 points. Kennedy Cooey scored 13, including 2 3-pointers, and Zuri Dennis totaled 10. Richland Center was paced by Carly Meaden with 17, including 4 of the team's 6 3-point baskets. Ella Weiss added 11. Riverdale won the JV girls game 37-32 last night. Following the varsity win, Riverdale will get set to host a Mineral Point on Thursday. Richland Center will host Lancaster in Southwest Conference action also on Thursday. River Valley was in action last night at Sauk Prairie. Sauk Prairie winning that girls game 62-40. It was Ithaca holding off Nisida 43-37, Boscobel 51, Seneca 29, Lancaster 96-24 over Benton, Prairie du Chien 57, Onalaska 39. Platteville beat La Crosse Logan 62-30, Viroqua over GET 59-48, Hillsboro 63, North Crawford 24, River Ridge 50, Southwestern 38, Mauston beat New Lisbon 71-37, Wisconsin Dells over Baraboo 77-54. In boys basketball, North Crawford held on for a 64-62 win in overtime over the Ithaca boys basketball team. The two teams met 3 times last year, with the Trojans winning the first game and the Bulldogs the next 2, including a regional semifinal victory. The conference co-champs met last night at North Crawford, with the Trojans taking round 1. They were led in scoring by Zach Bender with 20, and Colin Jacobus added 18. The Bulldogs' Devin Iam had 18, Sammy Clary 14, and Cody Burns totaled 10. Elsewhere, River Valley was a winner against Mauston 58-50. Cuba City was a winner against Riverdale 85-37. Highland 55, Potosi 52. In the SWAL elsewhere, Mineral Point 84-37 over Boscobel. Darlington topped Fenimore 59-43. Lancaster won over Belleville 69-52. Kickapoo is a winner against Weston, 54-48. Garrett Granger led Weston with 20 points last night. It was Seneca 61-52 over DeSoto, and Wazika Steuben beat Lafarge 51-46. Royal 65, Cashton 15. Southwestern 103, Iowa Grant 47. Aquinas beat Westby 90-58. Wisconsin Heights over St. Ambrose Academy 64-48. Hillsboro 57, New Lisbon 36. Brookwood 57-48 over Waniwak Center. In wrestling action, River Valley was at Poinette last night. On the mat, won 2 times, 54-6 over Poinette, and the Blackhawks beat Waterloo 51-12. McFarland was a winner against the Sauk Prairie Hockey Co-op, 3-2. The Badgers started the season with 8 straight wins, but they follow that with 3 losses. The latest defeat came by an 86-80 score at Illinois Tuesday night. The Illini held the lead most of the game on their home court. Sophomore forward Nolan Winter led Wisconsin with 15 points and 7 rebounds. Senior guard John Tanya had 14. The Badgers' overall record drops to 8-3, including 0-2 in the Big Ten Conference. They'll play at Michigan on Friday. Damian Lillard scored 9 points in the final minute of Tuesday's 114-109 victory by the Bucks. That earns his team a spot in the NBA Cup in-season tournament semifinals. Giannis Antetokounmpo led Milwaukee in the scoring column with 37, Lillard had 28, and Chris Middleton contributed 8 critical assists. The Bucks will meet the winner of tonight's Knicks-Hawks game on Saturday. Brewer General Manager Matt Arnold has been named a Major League Baseball Executive of the Year. Baseball America made the announcement Tuesday. Arnold has won the same designation in October from the Sporting News and in November from Major League Baseball. He was credited with putting together a roster that finished with a National League Central Division title and a record of 93-69, fourth best in all of baseball. That's an update on sports for this Wednesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCO. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver.
That's Lynn Anderson on WRCO. I never promised you a rose garden living in Wisconsin. Yeah, you just never know. Little light snow in some places this morning. We're headed toward a high of 24 later, and there could be a little bit of slippery travel problems later today. We'll see. A dusting to a half inch possible, and especially when you get one of those first snowfalls, it seems like it's a little bit on the slippery side. I know we've had a couple others, but it seems like the first ones are a little bit tricky, and maybe that's because we have to officially hone our driving skills in the winter. I don't know.
Christmas bells, rose green. Snoopy dead in his sights. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below?
My friend.
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way. Each knowing they'd meet on some other day.
That might be my favorite non-traditional holiday song there. The Royal Guardsman and Snoopy's Christmas. It takes me back to my youth as a wee knee. I always liked that one when it came on the radio. Well, we have tickets to give away today. Let's do that right now. We have a ticket to see Maggie May coming up on Sunday at Richland Center City Auditorium, put on by Richland County Performing Arts Council. And yes, indeed, 608-647-4155, the number to call, and we'll give a ticket to caller 5, another for caller 8, to see Maggie May's show. Get ready for the holiday season with some good old country music at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th, starting at 2, doors open at 1, at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Join us for an afternoon of festive fun.
Christmas time's coming.
Get into the holiday spirit with live music, great company, and plenty of cheer. Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or rcpac.org. Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock in Richland Center.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas from everyone at Walsh's. Hey, this is Brian. We will be open Christmas Eve day from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close Christmas Day. And on New Year's Eve, we will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close New Year's Day at both our Richland Center and Muscadet stores. From all of us at Walsh's Ace, we wish you a very happy Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hey, it's Carl, wishing you a wonderful Christmas season filled with happiness and safety. Best holiday wishes from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
Early in the evening,
Clearwater Revival on WRCO. Congrats to our winners of Maggie Mae tickets, Janet Olson and Lynn Brown. They'll both be attending the Maggie Mae Country Christmas Concert at Richland Center City Auditorium coming up at 2 on Sunday. And again, tickets locally at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Ameriprise right there at the auditorium. So keep listening for your chance to win. Remember, we'll be giving you a keyword that you can text in and be a part of the statewide contest that's coming up in just a few minutes here today on WRCO. We appreciate you joining us on this Wednesday morning, December 11th. Drive carefully. We've had reports of a few slippery spots, just a light precipitation so far here at the studios.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
It's not just the glow of the lights on the tree, it's the glow of love in your home. This Christmas, let the season light up your heart. Treasure the hugs, the laughter, and the quiet moments together, because it's not just a holiday, it's a feeling.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
For those coming home for Christmas, welcome back. For those who can't, we are thinking of you. Togetherness is the greatest gift of all. Let's make this holiday one to remember together.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas treasures celebrate